Mike, and right now we're venturing down to Ann Arbor.
Well, it's time to run around the state, find out what's going on.
In the meantime, we're in Battle Creek.
Had a great time so far, and we're going to heighten that a little bit right here with an old friend.
We're going to go to the top of the mitten here pretty close.
We're going to run up 75 here today on the kind of east side of the state. Got some great interviews. We're going to start with one right here.
It's Business Beat with Chris Holman.
Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. And Wednesday, April 5th, we are on the road to the LCC West Campus, just west of Lansing, Michigan, for Star Tank.
I've been out of high school for only 2 years, so I'm still kind of developing. So I'm going to save it and kind of store it and use it for startup when I get to that point.
Absolutely. And how do you feel about the opportunity that this LCC is giving you?
I think it's great. I think it's a very awesome opportunity. It's really awesome that we get to see not only other people kind of in the same boat as me, but business professionals who are able to give us advice, so it's very cool.
Absolutely. Okay, anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. Just thank you for the opportunity.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman, who was just a panel moderator here at LCC West Campus, and we've been on hand for Star Tank today, and I've been able to spend a few moments with the winner on the Star Tank for the day, so I'll let her introduce herself.
Hello, my name is Marissa Dallum, and I am a sophomore in LCC, and I'm currently working towards a business degree.
Excellent. So 1,250 awarded out of the 4,000 in the batch, divided among the eight winners on the day. For those that weren't on hand this morning, can you give that 30-second pitch on what your project was?
I pitched my cafe that I'm going to be hopefully opening here in the near future. It's called Mugs Cafe. And what it is it's focused around bringing a light to kind of like a mugs museum. I've been collecting mugs from all around the world, and I've got all different types of mugs in my collection, and I want to display them and have a cool and fun environment for people to come and join and kind of gather and meet and just have coffee.
Excellent. And for the listening audience across Michigan, would that be based right in Lansing, East Lansing, geographically?
It hasn't been decided yet. it's still in the works, but yeah, probably Lansing or Ingham County surrounding areas, somewhere around there. I've looked a lot into Williamston because I live near Williamston, and I've done a lot of work in Williamston, and I love the little town, so that's kind of where I'm shooting, possibly.
And describe the experience of Star Tank today.
It's incredible. It was much more than I expected. There was a bunch of stiff competition, so I'm very surprised, and I'm very humbled to have been able to win this competition. I'm very, very excited. So,
although the projects were wide and varied, did you pick up some concepts and ideas that you might actually implement with your own project?
Absolutely. I really love the other coffee shop idea I heard. That was really, really cool. That's very creative. And I actually have a couple ideas for a few other people that I was listening in on their presentations, and I've got some ideas for them too. So.
All right. Well, we'll let you go. And thank you so much for taking some time out today. Marissa.
Thank you. Thank you again.
And we will be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. And Wednesday, April 5th, we are on the road to the LCC West Campus, just west of Lansing, Michigan, for Star Tank. Here's a panel discussion led by Michigan Business Network's Chris Holman.
Thank you, judges. While judges go and deliberate, we will have a panel where business professionals will be talking about their experiences with running a business, financing business, schooling, and other aspects business related. Right now, we will set up for the panelists and take a quick 10-minute break. Please don't go anywhere, and thank you.
Again?
Yes. It's
the same as I had before. Chris Holman, HOLMA.
Give it up for Chris.
Hey.
I'm honored to be here. My name is Dan Hagfors. I teach Marketing 120 class, the sales course, here at LCC. Because you see, my career was that dirty word, sales. I was a salesperson for 27 years. And I'm giving back to the college by showing them my real world experience of how many times I failed, and if I can make it easier on my LCC students by showing them how to be successful in sales. They'll find what I found, that it's one of the most rewarding and lucrative careers that you'll ever get into. And it's not a career to be fearful of. I was an introvert growing up, and I got into a very extrovertish career, and I was successful at it. So that is my give back to the college. I am now a consultant. I've taken my 27 years of advertising sales. I was in broadcasting, mainly I did some cable and newspaper as well. But I'm taking my 27 years of expertise in that field, and now I'm consulting businesses on their advertising and marketing. Again, my name is Dan Hagfors. Thank you.
How are you? My name is Rob Whitaker. Certainly appreciative of the opportunity to be here with you today. I manage the business services area at Case Credit Union. Brett, who is one of your judges, is my boss. So, I mentioned earlier the deposits for businesses and loans. Those are the things that I do. I work with business owners with all of their business banking needs. I've been in financial services for about 27 years. I know I started when I was six.